some of the world's best leaders, managers, teachers, salespeople, stockbrokers, lawyers, and all manner of public servants. The fact that I hadn't isolated a few core insights at the heart of great leadership, or managing, or sustained individual success, didn't mean that these insights didn't exist. It simply meant that I hadn't yet been focused enough to get it done. Carrie's wish, and the many similar wishes I heard in the weeks following, pushed me to get focused. People wanted to reach down into the heart of the matter. I was, I realized, in a perfect position to help them get there. My research at Gallup mostly consisted of surveying large numbers of people in the hopes of finding broad patterns in the data. Now, in my effort to get to the core, I would use this foundation as the jumping-off point for deeper, more immersive, more individualized research. I wouldn't survey a large number of good performers. Instead, I would identify one or two elite players, one or two people who, in their chosen roles and fields, had measurably, consistently, and dramatically outperformed their peers. In the end, these individuals covered a wide range, from the executive who transformed a failing drug into the best-selling prescription drug in the world, the president of one of the world's largest retailers, the customer service representative who sold more than 1,500 Gillette deodorants in 1 month, all the way to the screenwriter who penned such